first name Kent, last name Francis, 5'4", 39. He's 84-year-old gentleman who's been in sales for 47 years, married 36 years. He has 4 children. His wife has 2 children from previous marriage. While he was at Hilton Head, South Carolina, he started having abdominal pain. They did a CAT scan, which showed a large pancreatic mass. MRI and biopsy confirmed pancreatic cancer, period. Since the summertime, he's had chemotherapy times 2 different regimens, has had radiation. He was actually doing quite well till about 2 weeks ago, he's become quite weak, bedbound, in severe pain. He had a visit with his oncologist, who told him he's no longer a candidate for chemotherapy, since he now has a stage 4 pancreatic cancer with at least liver and bone metastasis, period. In paragraph review of system, he's weak, he's sleeping all the time. He has weight loss of 50 pounds, but he still weighs close to 200. He's ADL dependent. His bowel and bladder, becoming bowel and bladder incontinent quickly. He has pain, 8 out of 10. He is off of most medication, including his blood pressure medication. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. COVID immunization is up to date. Surgery, hip surgery, pacemaker surgery, some kind of sinus surgery in the past. Allergy, none. Family history, dad died of heart disease, prostate cancer, mom died of COPD. Patient was seen with his wife and his 2 children today. An exam, blood pressure 110 over 60, pulses 88, respirations 18. Heart positive, 1 positive 2, lungs clear, abdomen soft, tenderness noted over the epigastric area. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no ash, muscle wasting in the lower extremity noted. Here we have an 84-year-old gentleman with end-stage pancreatic cancer with mets into the liver as well as bone. The patient has finished a few years of chemotherapy, radiation therapy. He's no longer a candidate for therapy, period. He has severe weakness. He's no longer able to. He's in desperate need of hospital bed as well as a bedside commode, period. He requires pain medication and nausea medication around the clock to care for him at home. And he has very little appetite, period. He has severe muscle wasting, and the overall prognosis remains quite poor, period. His other comorbidities include hypertension, atrial fibrillation, COPD, DJD, medications reviewed with family and streamlined today. That's STREMLINED today. Period. Patient also was prescribed Zofran for nausea and Tramadol for pain till hospice takes over tomorrow with hospital bed and a bedside commode. Patient expected to live less than 6 months. Overall prognosis is quite poor. Findings discussed with patient and family at length before leaving their residence tonight. Thank you.